The eye, because it's burning. Visual forms are burning. Visual forms, sense data received by the eyes are burning. Eye or seeing consciousness is burning. Eye contact is burning. Also, whatsoever feeling felt as pleasant or unpleasant, painful or neither pleasant nor unpleasant, painful, that arises with eye contact, that too is burning. With what are they burning? Burning with the fire of lust, passion, loba.
So lust is greed, huh? Lust is greed, also passion. So the Pali word is loba. Then continue.
With the fire of hate, dosa, and with the fire of delusion, moha. I say it is burning with birth, aging, and death, with sorrow, with lamentation, with pain, with grief, with despair. The year bhikkhus is burning.
So he repeat all these senses. Huh? So do you realize the first example the Buddha gave, the eye is burning. Why did he start there? Because seeing consciousness, understand now. If you attach, cling, and grasp, you suffer. That's why it's burning to the enlightened one that has the understanding. The eye is burning, understand? Then, after that, you perceive through what? Eye consciousness, isn't it? Seeing consciousness, isn't it? The perception, isn't it? So, the next paticca samuppada is what? The eye, bhikkhu, is burning. Then, external sense data. Form are burning, understand? Visual form or sense data received by the eye are burning. Then after that, upon contact? Seeing consciousness is burning. Means when you are mindful, you see all this, understand? Because they are the one that cause you suffering when you deludedly grasp. So when you see, excited like mad, understand? The phenomenal world, like seeing a cinema show, understand? Here excitement, there excitement. But didn't kena burn, understand? Kena burn that time, where is the excitement? You cry, yeah? On the film show, not you, understand? All the violent show, if you inside there kena shoot, you think you can laugh. You think you can see the excitement. That director, that producer, very cool. Understand? But if you inside there, in real life, you can say that or not. I tell you, you run for your life and you're miserable like that. That's why he said, where you have mindfulness, wisdom, the paticca samuppada work, all of your senses is the same. The eye is burning, the ear is burning, the nose is burning, the tongue. Because whatever you attach and cling is a prelude to suffering. Understand now? That's why here, the paticca samuppada, he starts to explain this. Seeing consciousness is burning. Then eye contact is building, burning. That's why I told you, you can be at the moment of contact, at the moment of consciousness. So all this, when you are mindful, you can be there. Then after that, also whatever feeling that arise, whether you felt it as pleasant or unpleasant or neutral feeling that arise with eye contact, that too is building, burning. Why? Because this is your reaction and stirring of mind already. Understand? Your like and dislike, pleasant and unpleasant. Then sometimes doesn't affect you, neutral feeling. Understand? You not bothered. It doesn't affect you. The example is I given you before. Let's say your neighbor bought a new car. Then excitement, everything. Then suddenly the wife decides to take it for a drive. Reverse, open the auto gate, bam, bang, accident. Or go out, bang, accident. Then what happened? The husband heard the loud sound, go out. What the hell happened? Oh, understand? When buy new car, happy, understand? When accident that time? But you are the neighbor, no? You see, what happened? You laugh, no? Then you go and tell your wife, hey, neighbor, sway, lah. That is neutral feeling, isn't it? Yeah, he don't feel pleasant, but he excited. You know? So that part is delusion. Sister, someone chill. But weakness, you know? So sometimes you are the victim, you cannot laugh. You know? Neighbor can laugh, no? That's a neutral feeling. Neither pleasant or unpleasant, but excited. Understand? You have got a story to tell the wife. Understand? So this is real life example. Understand? Then what happened after that? What did the Buddha say? With what are they burning? This is to remind the monk. Well, they know greed, hatred, and delusion are evil, root of all evil. So what is greed? Attachment, craving, possessiveness, passion, everything. So when you have this, what happens? You will cling, you will grasp onto what you see, understand now? That's why it's burning. It's a prelude to suffering, understand now? Then, if you don't like, unpleasant feeling, means aversion, dislike, understand now? Or delusion, fear, worry, anxiety, understand now? So all these are burning. Burning with what? He said, greed, hatred, and delusion. Loba, dosa, and moha. So, loba, greed, I already explained. Your attachment, your craving, your possessiveness, your selfishness, whatever. Then hatred is your envy, your jealousy, your dislike, your negative emotion. Then moha is your delusion, your fear, your egoic conditioning, attachment, craving. So because of moha, greed and hatred arise. So all this, he say, I say, it is burning with birth, old age, sickness and death, with sorrow, lamentation, with pain, with grief, and with despair. Why? Well, this is a whole mess of suffering. Human being, when you attach, all this will arise, understand? So although the cause is burning with the three evils of greed, hatred, and delusion, but the final outcome of the thing that really torment you and burn you is because of these three evil roots, it conditions negativity or karma, then you suffer. And when you suffer, you go through what? That's why the reality of the first noble truth. The moment there is birth, there is old age, sickness and death. Understand not? Then, when separation occurs, sorrowful, with lamentation and pain, understand, and grief, with despair. All these are the first noble truth reality. Just now we chant, isn't it? Birth is dukkha, understand? Aging is dukkha. Then disease and sickness is dukkha. Death is dukkha. Then sorrow, lamentation, despair is dukkha. All these are the outcome and consequence of it. So when you see this, he repeat for the other senses. I skip a bit, otherwise wasting a lot of time. So you go to next page, 161. So he said, with what is it burning? All this he already finished. Then bhikkhu, when a noble disciple, means what? Arya, understand? Enlightened disciple of the Buddha, who has heard this truth and clearly see things thus or as they are. What happened to them? He become wary of eye, wary of visual form, wary of eye or seeing consciousness, wary of eye contact, wary of whatsoever is felt as pleasant or unpleasant with eye contact. Then he become wary of the other organ. So those that are enlightened, the Arya, the noble being, they will not hold on. Why? Like I give you the example, Anasana. What is this? Red hot burning, let's say. When you hold on to it, it will burn you, it will torment you, isn't it? Will you hold? We have noble disciple awakened already. But deluded human being, you know what happened? Let's say they got first noble to reality, they suffer. Let's say health problem, disease, traumatic, or separation, or financial problem, or whatever first noble truth related one. Okay, career problem, and all those things. So they worry, they panic, like health problem. So the fear, worry, anxiety is a projection. Then he tried to seek help. Then sometimes he dare not let people know. We are scared the company know. Ask him to go, understand not? Scared he will lose a job also. Then sometimes, the spouse also, they did not let know. They scared after that the news go out, the friend, oh, ayo, this guy, he cannot cancel. So how? So all this fear, worry, anxiety is a projection of the thought, not a reality yet. That's why you suffer. You become miserable, like the Vipassana president after the process thing. Yeah. So these are reality. So what happened is the noble disciple who understand all these, they will not suffer. They are different. So when you have the understanding, you will know you cannot attach, you cannot cling, you cannot hold. So what happens is you have to confront, if you understand it, right view, law of karma, accept. Then reflect, contemplate, what happened? Okay, this is traumatic. Okay, if I accept, I don't project my thought. I don't blame, I don't worry. Fear, worry, anxiety, all despair, this suffering is gone. Understand? Then you do what you have to do. So do what you have to do means what? Yeah? Means you have to follow the Dhamma way, Noble Eightfold Path, repentant, then you solve your problem. So in this case, the Buddha say, this is how they trace the origination factor, Anasana. Just like the fourth way, trace the origination factor. So all this suffering they came to know come from the senses, Anasana. Go through the paticca samuppada. The first organ is the eye, then the ear, the nose, the tongue, the tactile, and the thought. That's why I say this sixth sense door is very powerful. So when they arise, the final outcome is you deludedly grasp and cling, then you become sorrowful, miserable, suffer. So when you see all this clearly with mindfulness, then you straighten your view, understand? Not to react, not to stir, not to develop all this. Then after a while, like I say, think also like that, don't think also, you will never think. Then when you look at things, you will not develop all the negativity. Why? Because your yoni so manasikara, wisdom, dhamma understanding. This will prompt you, understand? Then you don't stir your mind. Then pleasant, unpleasant, no more, that link cut, understand? So what happened is, normal human being cannot understand this. So you know what they do? They say, this is my problem. Understand? Cancer is my problem. So they keep on holding on to it through what? Through the thought. Understand? Think about it. Worry about it. The more you hold, the more it torments you. Right? There is a cause of suffering. Right? So the monk who go through this will not hold. Understand? That's why he said, they are very of eye contact, that eye consciousness, then the sense data that come in. Well, all this is coming to haunt you, torment you, and create the movement of the paticca samuppada. Understand? But you gullibly, this is my problem, Lord. I must think about it. I must worry about it. Well, they think by holding and worrying, they can solve the problem. Do you think they can solve the problem by holding and worrying? No amount of fear, worry, and anxiety can solve your problem. That's why you need to understand the Dhamma, to accept this reality of the first noble truth, then act. Understand? How do you act? Put this down, understand? Means what? Acceptance. I don't hold, I don't worry, I don't panic, I don't create all the fear, worry, anxiety. Sorrow and lamentation. That is not burning me, not tormenting me. It means what? The moment I accept, I don't project all this negative mind state no more. That is the beginning of solution. Then I have clarity. I have calmness of mind. Then I can inquire what actually happened. What are my options? How can I move? Understand? How can I resolve all this amicably so that I can move on with my life? So that I can recover from this disease? So you do what you have to do. The Buddhist way is ask for forgiveness. Follow the advice of the Buddha. Cultivate merit, wholesomeness, develop your virtue. Then ask for forgiveness. Vow not to do this again. Then when you have enough merits and parami, invoke power of merit for causal and cause. Then somebody will bring you to the right doctor or somebody who has recovered, and he will give you the right condition to actually recover. Understand? If you have helped people before in the past, let's say you are a doctor, you're sincere, you're not the bogus one and want money one, and then you will meet doctor that is not bogus and want money one, then you will recover. That is karma. You reap what you sow. But you, everything also, money, selfish, all those things. So you become the victim that time, you go and see the doctor, oh, also want your money. That's how you kena. So when you understand all this, you understand this sutta, fire servant. You know how many become arahana? We read the later part. Bhikkhu, when a noble disciple who has heard this truth and clearly seeing things thus, like I explained just now, he become wary of all these things. Then he continued for the other senses. Towards the end. In this way, he said, he become free of passion, which is greed. He become aware of feeling. And with insight, means yoniso manasikara, wisdom, he knows that there is no more rebirth, that the holy life is his, and that he has done all that should be done. Okay? Then, these were the Blessed One's words. When he spoke to the bhikkhu thus, the whole congregation of over 1,000 bhikkhu rejoiced at proof of his word. Then what happened? And attained liberation from the asava to clinging no more. And their heart were completely free. All become arahant. And the fire sermon is very powerful, because when I was reading it, I say, this type of teaching sure awaken one. You know, it warns you at every stage of the Patisasamupada. Your eye is burning. Sense data coming in is burning. Eye contact is burning. Seeing consciousness is burning. Means, when you are aware, you saw the Patisasamupada link, how it creates affliction and suffering. Then, because you have the mind, every moment of the Patisasamupada, all these links become very clear. So before it happened, I say, think also, right? Don't think also. Right? You think I will go and grab and clean? I will go and hold on to this fellow, say this is my problem. No, you have the Dhamma. Thing is just the way it is. You are born of karma, add to our karma conditions, but you are what you are before. So you know how to act, understand? Now? That is the Dhamma way. Clear? Now? So? Hopefully, this time more stable. Okay, not from another commentary. This one is another one. I think also quite good. Bhikkhu, he said, form is burning, means external form, sense data. Feeling is burning. Perception is burning. Volition or mental formation is burning, means all your thinking process. And consciousness is burning. Seeing thus, the instructed noble disciple experiences vary towards all these things, form, feeling, perception, mental volition or sankara and consciousness. Through this passion, and this mind is liberated. So all these are the same. So the ensuing text reveal that sabbe means all, referring to the 6 internal sense bases and 6 external sense bases and consciousness, the 18 sense line. Then by burning, aditta means fire of passion or greed, raga jina. Then fire of aversion, dosa jina. Then fire of delusion, moha jina. So the manifestation of birth, aging, sorrow, lamentation, death, pain, despair, and other things are the outcome. That's why after that he said, disenchanted, he becomes dispassionate. Through this enchantment and dispassionate, through all this, he becomes dispassionate. He is fully released. With full release, there is understanding, fully released. He discerned that birth is ended, the holy life fulfilled, and task done. There is nothing further for the world.